Bill, how nice is it for you to have Josh back in the building?
Well, it's good to have Josh on the staff. He's the kind of person that I've spent a lot of time with in a lot of different situations. I have a lot of confidence in him. Smart, he's got great experience and background, and he knows our system. So I've enjoyed our conversations the past couple of days as we've gotten caught up on some things and move forward into the playoffs here. And I think that he'll be a good asset to our team for the remainder of the season. And then, like I said, we'll deal with next year.
Bill, what impresses you most about the Denver Broncos and what they've done, maybe since the period of time when you played them until now?
Well, I think they're a really solid team that's performed well in every area. They've obviously have very good specialists in the kicking game, returners. You know, Ada Royal had a big play against Buffalo. And of course, he's very capable back there. They cover well. They kick well. Made some big kicks all year. Defensively, they're fast. They have an excellent pass rush with Miller and Dumervil outside. They're athletic inside. Their linebackers blitz well, Williams and Woodyard and those guys, you know, Ayers. I mean, those guys make a lot of plays in pass rush and with their athleticism. And they cover well. They're good in the secondary. The corners are good. Harris has done a good job for them. Their safeties are physical, so got a good, you know, good defensive team. Offensively, you know, they've run the ball against everybody. They have a lot of different ways to attack you in the running game, and that's definitely a problem. And passing game comes off the running game. Their play action passes and getting you to commit to the run, and then being able to get the ball to their receivers. They've got some big receivers, strong receivers that are good down the field, and you know, when they've had to throw it, they've done a good job of that. You know, in their 2-minute drives, and of course Tebow's done a good job of keeping plays alive with his athleticism, and was able to get his eyes downfield and make connections for big plays in the passing game that are improvised or you know, come off a scramble or come after the plays already started to develop that he and his receivers do a great job of adjusting to. And, you know, I made several of them yesterday against Pittsburgh, and you know, we all know what kind of defense Pittsburgh has and how good they were statistically in so many areas, and it just didn't play out that way yesterday because Denver was able to execute very well against them. So we know that that'll be a big challenge for us in all three areas of the game, but I mean, offensively they looked very good yesterday.
So with you guys only playing them like 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, I imagine they probably haven't changed much. Are you guys as caught up and up to speed as you could be for a team that you have a short week to prepare for?
Well, there's a level of familiarity with them from you know, our previous game a few weeks ago, but we've also had a lot, you know, come through since then with, you know, our last couple of regular season games that we prepared very hard for, and then last week in practice, the things that we worked on. So I think it really starts all over again, and it's kind of like playing a team in your division the second time. You know them, they know you, but you really need to go back and look at a lot of the little details, the keys, the tendencies, the adjustments that we need to make for the things specifically that they do that are different from what other teams do, or things that we worked on before, but you know, we'll just have to react to a little bit quicker this time around because, you know, again, they've seen us, and I'm sure they'll take advantage of some of the things that we do better this time, just like hopefully against them. So, you know, our preparation starts all over again. We need to be very detailed and get a good handle on everything, and carry that execution over into the practice field and into the game on Saturday.